Republican Senate Leader John Thune of South Dakota kicked off the final debate on President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act on the Senate floor Monday.
Let's vote. This is good for America. This is good for the American people. It's good for working families. And it's been a long debate. I know people are weary. But at the end of the day, we want to get this done so that this country is safer and stronger and more prosperous, not only for today, but for future generations of Americans.
Democrats have been united in their opposition to the measure. Senator Patty Murray is a Democrat from Washington State.
Well, I've got some bad news for Republicans. Your math is terrible, and so's this bill. This thing is very expensive, and you don't have to take my word for it. Ask the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which just said the latest version of this bill will add $4 trillion, T-trillion, to the debt with just over the next 10 years.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer agreed, calling the legislation the most expensive bill in history. Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon presented a motion to remove the cuts to Medicaid funding.
It is now clear that there is bipartisan opposition in the Senate to the Medicaid cuts in this bill. That's because it's the biggest Medicaid cut in history and represents the largest transfer of wealth in history. It is caviar over kids, hedge funds over health care, Mar-a-Lago over the middle class.
Wyden had a point about opposition being bipartisan. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced he would be a no vote on the measure because it would hurt people on Medicaid.
Now, Republicans are about to make a mistake on health care and betraying a promise. It is inescapable that this bill in its current form will betray the very promise that Donald J. Trump made.
That drew a quick response from President Donald Trump, who threatened to back another candidate for Tillis's Senate seat. Tillis now says he plans not to run for re-election. The Senate can only afford to lose 3 Republican votes and still be able to pass the big bill without Democrats. And each time Senate Republicans make a change to the bill to please some Republicans, other Republicans oppose the changes. Some fear that could push back the schedule to get the bill to the president's desk by the 4th of July. Nevertheless, White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt is sounding optimistic.
The president is very well aware that this bill needs to not only pass out of the Senate, but it needs to go back to the House. And we need the full weight of the Republican conference to get behind this bill. And we expect them to, and we are confident that they will. The president has been working hand in hand with Senate Majority Leader Thune and also our House Republican leader, or the Speaker of the House, I'm sorry, Mike Johnson, both of whom will be at the White House today to meet with the president yet again. I believe they were here this morning, actually.
Debate and votes have gone on for hours, and they're likely to continue late into the night, maybe even longer. Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, who plans to vote no on the bill, is not happy about the voting marathon.
Oh my God, I just want to go home. I've missed our entire trip to the beach. My family's going to be back before we leave.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.